This is Roosevelt City Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting, November 6, 2024, 4:30 p.m.
All right, thank you, Margaret. Welcome, everybody. Good to see everyone. I think this is our last board meeting of the year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We'll move right along. Let's call the meeting to order. Do a quick roll call. We'll start down there at the end there with you, Harold.
Oh, Harold Hatt, present.
Lynn Snow, present.
Joshua Bake, present.
And Bo Hancock, present as well. I'd like the record to reflect that we're missing Rebecca Pittman tonight. She may or may not make it, but we do have a quorum, so we'll proceed with the order of business. Item number two, is there any need for a public hearing? Okay. That'll jump us to item number four, which is the approval of the minutes from the September 11th, 2024 meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review those minutes? And if so, we would entertain a motion to approve if there's no adjustments.
I'll move approval.
A second.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn. We have a second by Josh. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, thank you. Motion approves. You've seen the list of expenditures that have gone through. I think those have circulated amongst the members of the board, have been recognized. We'll seek an approval of the August and September 2024 expenditures.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have first by Josh, we have a second by Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Number six. We do have some formal actions. We have an approval of the audit for fiscal year-end 3/31/2024. Do we have any?
I would like to just visit about it for a minute, since this is my old occupation.
Yeah, no, we love it.
In long days ago. On the back, I don't think there's pages, but the back page where they signed it, I guess I'd just like to ask about those two items. Says the security deposit cash account in the business activities program needs to have enough in deposits to cover the security deposit liability account. The security deposit liability was $3,100, while there was $3,040 in the security deposit account cash. In order to prevent an audit finding, we recorded a reclassifying journal entry for $60 to ensure. I mean, are you aware of that, and do you try and keep that?
I don't know all of the ins and outs yet. I can definitely keep an eye on it from now on, though.
Well, that was the first item, and they had to make a journal entry to bring that in compliance. And then the management approved audit adjustments in business activity and voucher programs were not posted from the prior year. We recommend that these be posted after they are approved by management going forward. Otherwise, this becomes a management internal control weakness.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
I'm not, and some of the year that we did was with Cindy there. So let me check into those two things and see what we need to do to correct them.
I guess, these are things that they brought up, and
yeah,
I think we
yeah.
need to make sure
yeah,
that we're in
sure.
compliance going forward
yes,
with,
sure.
with those items.
Okay, yeah, I'll get with them and see what we need to do to fix those.
Thank you, Lynn. Is there any other findings in that audit report that you want to discuss? And the record is noted that the journal entry and then the posting of the approvals of management reporting activity will also be reviewed and implemented for the following year. If there are no other concerns of that audit, we would seek a motion to approve.
I'll also move.
Okay, we have a first by Lynn. We have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, we got a second by Harold. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Motion carries. Thank you, Margaret. Then we have the payment standards. This is also under agenda item number 6, payment standards, housing choice voucher program.
I'm just curious about this. You know, we look at the 2025 fair market rent document for Duchesne County, and it says you've got 2025 highlighted, and that's less than 2024.
The fair market rents are set by HUD. They're the ones that...
And they went down?
Yeah. Vernal cities went up, and the Duchesne counties went down. They set it, and it was effective October 1st. And then I also want to make you aware, so earlier this year we got approved to have our payment standard at 120%. That expires at the first of the year, so we need to go back down to the 110% starting January 1st. And then I'll see if we can reapply for the 120% when they open up the application process.
And Duchesne County's rent is higher than UNA, huh?
That's what they put on their chart.
Okay.
That's what HUD recommended,
yeah,
or reported,
HUD.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Good question, Lynn. Any other observations that you want to highlight and discuss?
No.
Okay. With that, we'll move to approve the payment standards for the Housing Choice Voucher Program.
So moved.
Okay. First by Lynn. We have a second by Josh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries. Under agenda item number 6, we have salary review. Does the board want to discuss that in
open
session, or do we want to table that and discuss that in a closed session a little further down the agenda? I believe in times past we've typically discussed that in a closed.
Okay. I think fine.
So we will we'll make that adjustment on the agenda. We'll discuss that in a closed session. So item number 7, we have an application for credit card.
So I've been using my personal credit card, like when I need to make online purchases, and then just cutting myself a check for reimbursement. I'd rather just have a business credit card, if that's okay. This application is from the same bank that we're using that we have all of our accounts in. Not totally necessary, but
might be
easier
then. I'm guessing Cindy previously probably just used her...
Yeah, she just used her personal one. She said that's what her preference was. But
you have a... Yeah. I mean, I've seen it both ways in various settings.
And I don't mind just cutting myself a reimbursement check if everybody else is okay with that.
Yeah. If you went with a business credit card, I guess where would those expenses be reported?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
the payment each month to the credit card, and you just summarize
what
the payments are.
Would record keeping be easier that way?
I don't think it would be any harder. I just keep the receipts for what I buy and attach it to the statement.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm just curious if your reporting process would change any different.
I don't think it would change too much. It would just be that payment. Okay. The reimbursement check. So.
I don't see it. It looks like to me it'd be not a bad idea to have a business credit card. For
my personal preference would be to have a business credit card. I think it's a lot cleaner, safer for the employee. I think when employees are expected to use their own, that it gives an extra burden to the employees that I don't think you should have to bear.
Right.
Well, and then there's fraud activity. You know.
But my thinking is staying there. You know, co-mingling of
funds.
Yeah.
When you're a cashier at a retail store, your cash register doesn't have the change. You don't dig in your pocket to come up with the change, you know. So kind of the same thing might apply there. So.
Well, when you're using a personal card, you use it for many activities. You could get an identity theft situation, things of that nature, and I imagine this card would be limited.
I move approval to apply and get a credit card for the housing authority.
Okay. I'll second it.
You want to do a limit on it per transaction?
Do we have a procurement policy?
We do. I think I would need anything more than that, unless I went to like a training and put the Valgene on there for a couple nights or something, might go over that. But
I would think that on our report each month, when you pay the credit card, we ought to have a documentation of what is in the payment on the credit card, so we know what it was.
Yep. And I think to your question, Harold, I think there is. You'll have to refresh your recollection, if not this meeting, but next meeting. I think there is a threshold limit that you can make miscellaneous purchases as needed. I can't remember what that amount is at, but I believe we have that policy in place.
Yeah. We just updated it a few meetings ago, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's all right. I slept yesterday, too. So. I don't have any issues with the company credit card. I don't know what a limit, you know, on the maximum amount of the card. I mean, sure, that's kind of.
Do you have a recommendation?
I honestly don't, like, when I use my personal credit card, I don't go over about 500 a month, hardly ever, so I don't think it would be too high. If you had a couple thousand, I think that'd be plenty.
Well, let's think about trainings. I mean, if you end up doing an overnight training in Salt Lake or something.
And also, I would probably pay via the credit card when I register for the trainings.
I mean, I'm thinking somewhere around the range of 3,000 to 5,000 is probably what you'd want to make sure you. You have that latitude in my mind. If it's 5,000, that's fine. I mean, we'll see the reports when we meet and what's been purchased. But I just don't want to get you in a situation where.
Yeah, and we'd want to pay the balance each month when
you're
paying the bill.
Okay. So we have a first by Lynn. There was a second by Josh. Any further discussion? I don't believe there is. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. So Margaret, you can do what you need to complete that process.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate you. We have a closed session for.
I'd just like to look at these longer spreadsheets a minute.
You bet.
You know, if I'm looking at
I have a list now. I started keeping a list of everything that was extra.
Well, on the one I'm looking at is the crown at King's Peak. Uh-huh. And our rents are stable, $2,400 a month from January through September. But our expenses started out $1,200, $1,300, $1,500, then we had the $6,700, but then $1,500, then we're at $1,500. So I'm wondering what's caused our expenses to go up by, you know, like $300 a month when our rents were constant.
Yeah. So in April of 2024, we had the excess cash reserves, which had to be divided up.
I understand that.
And so that took out $1,613. And then in June we had a water heater that went out.
Right, I understand that. But if you look at May, July, and August, and September, August and September are exactly the same. They're $1,563. And then July was $1,581. But back in January it was $1,232, and then February is $1,350. What expense have we had that's caused it to jump up $200 or $300 in expenses a month when our rent is the same?
Maybe have you show me.
Well, right here. So see, there's the expenses for January and February. And then they jumped up to 1,500. Then we have these two. But then it jumped up to 1,500. So what's caused us to go from 12 to 1,300 to 1,500 a month in the expenses when our rents have stayed stable? I mean, there's something in the expense that's gone up, but I just don't know. I mean, we're not seeing the details, so I don't know what that is. I mean, you could come back next time and tell us or something.
Yeah,
but there's something that's in our expenses that's
yeah. Okay, let me check into that.
Gone up.
I know the extra expenses, like in June there was the water heater, and
then there was the audit. Yeah, we've talked about those before, but
okay.
I'm just looking at
the ongoing
expenses and how. I mean, if I look down at the management fee, it's same, but total expenses went up, but rent collected stayed it's the same. And I just, you know, it's just a dumb auditor in me.
Yeah, I'll go through each expense. And in fact, on the expense sheet that you have in your reports, these ones that you sign each month will give a detailed. It might not go back to some of those earlier ones because this is only for August and September, but if you look at the King's Peak right here, when you get these, this is a list of all of our expenses.
Okay.
And those are in your packets.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it could have been, you know, it could be Utah Housing. Maybe there's an additional payment, or the payment of Utah Housing went up. But the same thing happened in Crown at Cottonwood Creek. You see, our rents are stable, $3,300 all through the year,
yeah.
and our expenses, our total expenses, went from $1,666, $1,817, and then we're up at, and then we're over at $2,034 for the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we went up by several hundred dollars, and I don't know whether that's a Utah Housing expense or.
Yeah, I'll look into it. I'll compare it to the months that were lower.
Yeah,
see what it is,
February.
Because all we're paying is Acock Miles, which is the accountant. Roosevelt City Housing Authority pays the rent for some of the people that are living there, and then the house payments to Utah Housing Corporation.
Yeah, there seems to be a little bit of bouncing around.
Yeah.
I just wondered what's caused the expense to go up, if that's a Utah Housing billing more or something. What
it could be. It could be part of the escrow, maybe, like if the taxes went up or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we pay. But I'll check into it a little more.
Okay.
Or insurance.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Lynn. You can note that, and we'll dig into a little bit on those months. Any other little further explanation or?
No.
Okay. So we have a closed session. We moved the salary review down to that one.
Yep. I'll be turning this off if we're down close.